The HSBC Climate Partnership is our flagship environmental program. We're working with four international organisations over 5 years to clean up the world's rivers, respond to climate change in the world's forests, and to carry out new research that just hasn't been done before to tackle the challenges of climate change. The Climate Confidence Monitor has been established by the HSBC Climate Partnership and is now in its third year. What we want to do is to understand the consumer attitudes to climate change in countries around the world, and we're focusing on 12 countries, half of which are in emerging markets like China, Mexico and India, and half of which are developed markets such as the UK and the United States. The key trend we've seen is that there's much more concern in the emerging markets than countries in the West. And we believe that's because it's the emerging markets which are much more vulnerable to climate change in the years ahead, and that's being picked up in consumer attitudes to this challenge that faces their countries.
The results of this year's survey are of great importance. First, they show that the level of commitment and understanding on this issue, on the importance of cutting emissions, is very high. Secondly, they show that it's increasing over time. That understanding is getting stronger and stronger as time goes by. And thirdly, there's the timing. This is just a month before the very important meeting in Copenhagen in December, which has to take decisions, has to form a global deal. In 1997, there was a Kyoto Agreement on climate change. That runs out in 2012. So we have to have something to replace it. If we don't have anything to replace that agreement, confidence in future policies, confidence in the incentives to cut back on emissions will go down. If that happens, then the necessary investments won't take place. Business understands much better than anybody else, particularly those in government, the factors that influence its own decisions. They can see the technologies that will help them cut back on emissions. They can see the finance that could be available. What they need is clarity in policy and strong policy. That understanding must be shared with government, because many people in government don't have that clarity on what businesses need. So it's vitally important that business should get together with government to explain what's necessary and to collaborate with government in designing good policies. These next few weeks, November and the early part of December 2009, is of fundamental importance. And it will be public pressure that will be the most important single factor in whether or not politicians come to an agreement in Copenhagen. If we get it right in Copenhagen, and I hope we do get it right, we will not only cut right back on the huge risks of climate change, we will launch a new era of growth and prosperity. We'll launch an era of creativity, of investment, of dynamism, which will take us to a new form of the economy. Will we succeed in Copenhagen? We've got a good chance, but we'll succeed in Copenhagen only if we understand what's at stake and only if we understand the opportunities that are there. Business has got to explain that, and people have got to understand it. And I do believe that this survey actually gives strong evidence that people are moving in the right direction.